Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
If you're here, that means the Grand Give is coming up, probably.
You know what? It is.
It's a grand event, too.
It is a grand event, and it's this Friday at 6:30.
I would call this, if not one of, probably Yankton's fanciest events.
You know what? We try to make something fun and fancy for people. We know that there's a lot of people that like to do that. And yet, you know, every now and then I have people that are like, you know what? I don't want to be that fancy. And I'm like, you know what? You're welcome to join us because we don't discriminate. But you know what? We have a lot of fun and we have a lot of fun planned for
Friday night. Well, let's say then
Friday night.
It can be fancy, but it's not stuffy. It's comfortable.
Oh, very much so.
Okay,
very
good.
Much so.
So the Grand Give is coming up on Friday and the brewery. Nice touch. I like the brewery.
Yeah. It's, you know, a nice fun venue downtown Yankton by the Meridian Bridge. And this is the first year we're hosting it there. And Kristen and Josh do a nice job with their venue. And so we're really excited. And the other thing is we've typically had a cocktail event. And this year we're having a nice sit-down dinner. And Willoughby's is going to be providing us with an amazing meal.
Wow. You have really hit a lot of great buttons this year on location and the food. And I know we'll be doing some auction items here pretty soon. But how about a description of what the Grand Give is for somebody that might not know?
The Grand Give this year is a fundraising event for our new Avera Cancer Institute that we're building out at the Fox Run campus on North Broadway. And if you've been around town, you've likely driven out by there and have seen some construction. Things are going well, and we're excited for that new facility to open up next June.
Yeah, it is very exciting. And there's a new CEO with Avera as well, and we get to meet her. And these are good days with the promising future for your group.
Oh, very much so. We're really excited about, you know, all of the progress. And ultimately, what we're excited about is it is going to be great for patients and families that are all in our region to get, you know, world-class care and that they can stay in Yankton and get the care they need. So
the money you raise, does that go right to Building Hope Here campaign?
Yes, it does. And this year too, what I want to also remind people is First Dakota National Bank had given us a $500,000 matching gift. So all of the proceeds from this event will be matched. So if people, you know, want to go online and bid on items, just keep in mind that all of your dollars will be matched this year for our event.
That's a pretty nice matching gift, $500,000.
It is. We are so grateful to First Dakota and their leadership and the Ness family. They're making a huge impact on healthcare in Yankton. So we just can't even, you know, it's hard to come up with words. Yes, very much so.
I think they know. I want to be a little selfish. I want to get to some of these auction items because I did see a few pictures and you've got some really good stuff.
We do. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have, you know, everything from you can get Runza for a year. You can bid on some full-size USD and SDSU wrapped refriges. And you can go to our website and take a look at them, but they're pretty cool. And I wonder which team is going to get the highest bid. So, you know, that's something that there might be a little competition.
That rivalry does get a little competitive,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, so you're able to bid on some of these things even if you unfortunately couldn't make it to the Grand Give?
Correct. So actually, our auction site will open up today, and I'm going to say that most but not all of our auction items are on the website, and we will have a few live auctions at the event. But for those who can't attend or, you know, whether you live in Yankton or across the country, you can still bid on these items. And we have some really, you know, as I said, amazing things. We have a Black Hills cabin that sleeps 22 people and, you know, just tons of, I think we have a pizza oven. like I said, the list is long and amazing. So
sometimes when I'm bidding, I get to a point and I go, okay, I'm done. That was my last amount. But then I know it's for a great cause and I go, you know what? I can bid more because it just, you know, it makes you feel good about what it's going for.
We love that when people do that.
I bet you do.
We do.
Anything else about the grand give that you want people to know about that's coming up, of course, this Friday and hopefully all sold out by this point?
Yeah, we are so excited. We're going to have ticket sales went wonderful this year. So we're excited about hosting the event with a full room of people. And as I said before, we just appreciate the support in Yankton from our presenting sponsor for the event, Olson's Pest Technicians, to all of our sponsors and all of the donors who have provided auction items that really make this event successful.
I really want to make sure people can get to this site for these auction items. So let's really direct them there. Well, how do I get there?
Okay. So you can go to avera.org/grandgive, and there you will be able to register for the auction and you can start bidding now and you can bid up through the night of the event. And I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention we have some raffle packages and some other things too if people want to maybe just donate because they can't attend or buy some raffle packages. We have an amazing Avera Cancer Institute, and you've met some of them in the past, and they put together some really fun baskets that we're raffling off as well.
I know it's a long ways off, but will we be running again next May in the race?
We will.
Yeah, good.
We will.
Good.
It's always the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. Good. So looking forward to that too.
Have a great time at the Grand Give and congrats on all of your hard work. I'm sure it's all going to come together just wonderfully.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to visit with you, and we hope to have a successful event.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks.